Lawmakers are looking at a number of possible changes to the way charter schools are run in the state, including a proposed moratorium. A legislative committee today heard testimony on five different bills. Tom Porter takes a look.
Charter schools are independent but publicly funded and were approved in Maine nearly 4 years ago. There are currently six charter schools in operation, including one so-called virtual academy where students learn largely from home and get their lessons online. The Maine Charter School Commission approved a second one in November, but now lawmakers are taking up a proposal that would put it on hold. LD 696, an act to establish a moratorium on the establishment of virtual charter schools, would prevent any more of these online academies from opening their doors until the legislature passes a law expressly authorizing their operation. Bill sponsor Mick Devin, a Democratic representative from Newcastle, is not convinced that these online schools are the best use of taxpayer dollars.
We need to know that virtual schools work for Maine students. When someone graduates from a virtual school, there are certain benchmarks they should have achieved. They should have the basic knowledge required of a Maine high school graduate, the critical thinking skills to use that knowledge, and the ability to participate in society functionally.
Devin cites a study from the National Education Policy Center that finds more than 70% of virtual public schools in America were rated academically unacceptable. Among the bill's opponents is Shelley Reed, chair of the Maine Charter School Commission. She says it's unfair to compare that national study with the situation in Maine, where so far only one virtual school is operating.
Some of the schools that are cited in that report have 10,000 students. Our virtual schools will never be that large. In the 5 years, there will be perhaps up to 390 students.
A proposal from Democratic State Senator Chris Johnson of Somerville aims to prevent overpayment for virtual education. Virtual schools, he says, do not have the same expenses as their bricks and mortar counterparts, so should not receive the same financial support. LD 306 requires the Department of Education to come up with a new funding model by June 1st.
Usually when you pay someone for something that's not provided, it's considered fraud. And while I fully understand that fraud is not anyone's intent, I also understand that we're not fulfilling our responsibility to taxpayers by perpetuating this falsehood and waste while other schools remain underfunded.
But Roger Brainerd, executive director of the Maine Association for Charter Schools, opposes the bill. He says virtual schools need to be funded the same as other schools to be fair to their students.
Funding levels affect the breadth, depth, quantity, and quality of both virtual and brick-and-mortar educational programs, and each student in Maine should have equal access to the funds allocated for their education.
Funding concerns are also at the heart of LD 218, an act to support fair financing in charter schools and school administrative units. GOP Representative John Picciotti of Fairfield says the aim is to ensure that any money that a school district pays to a charter school in the form of a per-pupil allocation is returned to the school system if the child leaves the charter school and returns to the local public classroom.
So all this bill does is just simply says the money follows the child.
Some at the hearing, however, pointed out that this bill may prove unnecessary if another proposal, one that would see charter schools get their funding directly from the state rather than the school district, becomes law. The final piece of charter school legislation put before the State Education and Cultural Affairs Committee was LD 1250, an act to reform public charter schools. The bill was put forward at the request of prominent charter school advocate John Jakes. He founded Portland's first charter school, Baxter Academy, back in 2011, before being ousted by the school's board and becoming involved in a legal dispute. He says the goal of this law is to increase transparency, accountability, and oversight of Maine's charter schools.
This bill is a good, moderate proposal. The intent is to strengthen our current law.
Among the bill's proposals, an annual audit of all public charter schools and a requirement for all school contracts to be made publicly available. The bill was opposed by the Maine Charter School Commission, which argues that current law already provides this level of transparency. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.